Where the World is Quiet by Henry Kuttner. Fra Raphael saw strange things, impossible things. Then there was the mystery of the seven young virginal girls of Huascan. Fra Raphael drew the llama wool blanket closer about his narrow shoulders, shivering in the cold wind that screamed down from Huascan. His face held great pain. I rose, walked to the door of the hut, and peered through fog at the shadowy haunted lands that lifted toward the sky, the cordilleras that made a rampart along Peru's eastern border. "There's nothing," I said, "only the fog, Fra Raphael." He made the sign of the cross on his breast. "It is the fog that brings the terror," he said. "I tell you, Señor White, I have seen strange things these last few months, impossible things. You are a scientist. Though we are not of the same religion, you also know that there are powers not of this earth." I didn't answer, so he went on. "3 months ago it began, after the earthquake. A native girl disappeared. She was seen going into the mountains towards Huascan along the pass, and she did not come back. I sent men out to find her. They went up the pass, found the fog grew thicker and thicker until they were blind and could see nothing. Fear came to them, and they fled back down the mountain. A week later, another girl vanished. We found her footprints."
"The same canyon?"
"Si, and the same result. Now 7 girls have gone, one after the other, all in the same way. And I, Señor White," Fra Raphael's pale, tired face was sad as he glanced down at the stumps of his legs, "I could not follow, as you see. 4 years ago, an avalanche crippled me. My bishop told me to return to Lima, but I prevailed upon him to let me remain here, for these natives are my people, Señor. They know and trust me. The loss of my legs has not altered that."
I nodded. "I can see the difficulty now, though."
"Exactly. I cannot go to Huascan and find out what has happened to the girls. The natives, well, I chose 4 of the strongest and bravest and asked them to take me up the pass. I thought that I could overcome their superstitions, but I was not successful."
"How far did you go?" I asked.
"A few miles, not more than that. The fog grew thicker until we were blinded by it, and the way was dangerous. I could not make the men go on."
Fra Raphael closed his eyes wearily.
"They talked of old Incan gods and devils, Manco Capac and Oilo Huaco, the children of the sun. They are very much afraid, Señor White. They huddle together like sheep and believe that an ancient god has returned and is taking them away one by one. And one by one they are taken."
"Only young girls," I mused, "and no coercion is used, apparently. What's up toward Huascan?"
"Nothing but wild llamas and the condors and snow, cold, desolation. These are the Andes, my friend."
"Okay," I said. "It sounds interesting. As I'm an anthropologist, I owe it to the Foundation to investigate. Besides, I'm curious. Superficially, there is nothing very strange about the affair. 7 girls have disappeared in the unusually heavy fogs we've had ever since the earthquake. Nothing more."
I smiled at him. "However, I think I'll take a look around and see what's so attractive about Huascan."
"I shall pray for you," he said. "Perhaps, well, Señor, for all the loss of my legs, I am not a weak man. I can stand much hardship. I can ride a burro."
"I don't doubt your willingness, Fra Raphael," I said, "but it's necessary to be practical. It's dangerous, and it's cold up there. Your presence would only handicap me. Alone, I can go faster. Remember, I don't know how far I'll have to travel."
The priest sighed.
"I suppose you are right. When?"
"Now. My burro's packed."
"Your porters?"
"They won't go," I said wryly. "They've been talking to your villagers. It doesn't matter. I'll go alone." I put out my hand, and Fra Raphael gripped it strongly.
"Vaya con Dios," he said.
I went out into the bright Peruvian sunlight.